It's the matchup presented by DraftKings. I'm your host, Travis Fulton. Thank you for making us part of your day post US Open, Torrey Pines. I know this guy on the right of me had a lot of things cooking heading into Sunday. And like me, Rory McIlroy, well, I don't know if it's a lack of concentration now or if it's just some anxiety that we're starting to see from Rory late on Sundays. But he faded, Brooks Koepka faded, DJ fell off, and all of a sudden there was the man, the most complete player, Jon Rahm, win the U.S. Open. And we'll reflect back on that, but we're going to look ahead, folks. Travelers Championship, great field up in Connecticut. Joining me, Kenny, Kim, I got you off your job there for hopefully here just only 30 minutes to give my viewers some great insight because I know you're really good at this stuff.
Yeah, unlike your other guests this week, I don't have a studio to do this out of. Also, I am at my lunch break at work, so my studio is my car today. So so if you hear some beeping and stuff, that'll be the construction work going on around me, and I apologize for that. But I gotta make a living, and I don't do it all yet through golf like the other guys you got on the show this week. So my studio is in my car.
I love it. Your golf clubs are in the back. I can see, right?
You see the clubs back there. I always keep the clubs in the car. Go out, try and hit as much as I can. Watch some of your videos for your swing tips. I like the one you had about Rahm. That was pretty interesting stuff.
Okay, well, good. Well, at least someone's watching. I appreciate that. And I know you spent a lot of time with this, though, fantasy golf. You do a lot of double up bets there with DraftKings and some outright winners. And this week, Travelers Championship, this is a fun event. You know, I've played this golf course many times, TPC River Highlands, and this is a completely different track than what we saw last week. Torrey Pines, big ballpark, 7,600 yards, rough, right there on the coast, Pacific. And now we come over here to Connecticut, and this is a par 70, and it's going to play like 6,900 or just under. It's a short track, another Pete Dye design. Two par fives, nine par fours in that 400 to 460 range. So this is not a golf course where you have to have a lot of distance. We've seen different kinds of winners here. All you got to do is look at the last 2 years. DJ won last year. And the year before that was Chez Reavy. I mean, anybody can play here, right?
Yeah, I mean, you look back at like 2010, when Bubba won for the first time. He was one of the longer guys out there. And he was in a playoff with Corey Payman, right? Wasn't he? And like, you know, like one of the shortest hitters like ever out there. So yeah, anybody can do their thing out here. I mean, you can try and pound it out there if you'd like, or you can just, you know, hit the fairways. I think like 70% of the fairways are hit anyway. So it seems like most of the time golfers use less than driver off the tee, sort of makes it a second shot course. But I mean, these young guys nowadays, they sometimes just go out and pound it no matter the course.
Mm-hmm. Well, Bryson tried to do that last week and it worked for the most part. He struggled down the stretch late on Sunday, shot 44. He's in the field. Brooks is in the field. And DJ, defending champions in the field. To your point, last year in the playoff, it was Dustin Johnson and Brendan Todd. I mean, look at those two. I mean, Brendan hits it barely out of a shadow, and Dustin is, you know, out there 315. So these courses, U.S. Open, usually it's very straightforward. Like last week, like, don't overthink this. I mean, this is a power track. This is a power major. Like, you could, I mean, Jon Rahm, no one's surprised, right? Brooks Koepka's there, no one's surprised. Bryson DeChambeau is there, no one's surprised. I mean, they're the best players. But at the U.S. Open, it favors that longer hitter at those distances with the rough, that kind of thing. Here, there's a lot more names in play. So we've got some work to do here, my man. We've got to try to give these people something to kind of whittle down and think about. So the way we do it, we're going to start at the top range here in the matchup, and we're going to touch a lot of players here. And then after each range, we'll give you kind of our favorite play. We're not going to tell you the exact card, but we'll give you some feels for how we're going to start our cards and some guys that we'll certainly sprinkle in as we play multiple cards on DraftKings. I'll give you some win odds as we go from DraftKings Sportsbook as well. So kicking it off here in the top range, 11,400, defending champion Dustin Johnson. There's Bryson, 11,100, who's played well here. He's had three top tens in the last 3 years. Koepka, 10,700. Cantlay, 10-4, Patrick Reed, 10,000. So I'll just give you a clean slate here. You think about those names. Are you inclined to start your card with one or two of those guys, different cards, or are you going to fade, do you think, primarily up top and go down underneath?
No, I'm definitely going to play at least one of these guys. I'm having a tough time deciding between Bryson and Koepka. I mean, Koepka, the numbers sort of line up better, but then you got Bryson with the better course history here, you know, three straight top tens at this event. So he knows how to play this course. We'll see if he can overpower it. I don't remember exactly how he went about it last year, but I'm sure he pulled out driver more than most everyone else. That was sort of the beginning of his run of being all hulked up. I'm probably going to start with one of those two. I mean, Koepka, the numbers wise in the last 50, his iron play has been great. He's really been good with just shorter irons. The majority of the approaches in this place are going to be from 125 to 175. Like you said, a lot of 400 to 450 yard par fours. He thinks that, like, I don't know, Bryson during his interview sort of made a point about, you know, this is going to, you know, sort of end soon. Maybe they have something planned in the books for this week. And if they do, I sort of give the edge to Koepka. I think Bryson will try too hard. I mean, it's a simple narrative right there. But I'm going with one of those two guys. I'm not completely sure which one I'm going with yet. Oh, you know, it's DraftKings, so we'll look at ownership as well. I'll check that out on Wednesday, probably over at Gubb's Corner, and then try and figure it out from there.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I think Bryson, I've said a few times now on Twitter that, you know, Bryson, he's driving the ball well. We know that. But it's just the touch and the finesse where he's kind of missing right now. I mean, he lost seven at the short game at the U.S. Open. Now, the short game's not going to have near the value here at Travelers that it did at the U.S. Open, because guys are just simply going to be hitting more fairways and greens, where at the U.S. Open, it was like you hit a fairway and a green, and that's a big deal. You're just going to miss more there.
He also had a couple of shanks, basically. The last few holes around the green, you probably lost a couple of strokes just on those shots, you know? Yeah.
Yeah. And the approach with the wedges, the shorter ones, that just seems to be the opportunity. So I'm tending to shy away a little from Bryson and giving the edge to Brooks. Cause to your point, I think it's a good one. Brooks is just more dialed in, you know, with those shorter distances. And Brooks just frankly looks better to me and more confident. How motivated is he going to be? His brother's in the field. A lot of rumors, like he's playing because Chase is there. So, you know, but Brooks, I think, is certainly the lean. DJ, I think, is coming on. I think the putter is getting better. I was probably a little early with him last week. I tend to be a little bit of a DJ homer at times, which has worked out for me well, and then other times not so well. But I think as you look down, Cantlay, of course, won Memorial. And then can you get on the right side of Patrick Reed? I think Reed, probably not the best venue for him. I think I would probably pass on a Patrick Reed here. He was T24 last year, T30, missed the cut in 18. Cantlay, okay, he's had three top 20s in the last 3 years, but we need win equity. We need a guy that can finish up here and win this tournament. All right, so of those five, you got to pick one here on the show. Who's it going to be?
I'm going to go Koepka.
Oh, damn it.
You let me go first, so yeah, that's the way it's going to go. I'm going to go Koepka. I like the way he looks across the board when it comes to stats, and I think Tyler might be right. I think they might be paired together this week. We'll see in a couple hours. And if Bryson and Koepka paired together, I want to give the edge to Koepka.
Yeah, I totally agree. Koepka is certainly my heavy lean here up top. But I think if I had to go from there, you know, I'll probably give you Cantlay. I think Cantlay's starting to play some good golf. DJ at 11-4, that's a big number. And I think Cantlay at 10-4, certainly improving here. I think he'll be inside the top 10, just won at the Memorial. And I think he's starting to play some good golf. All right. DraftKings Sportsbook is not only my favorite sports book, but also America's top rated sports book. I love using DraftKings Sportsbook. It is easy to navigate, has plenty of instructions for new bettors and nearly limitless ways to get in on all the actions. My friends and family have been loving DraftKings Sportsbook, and I know you will too. Listen to this great offer. Place a pre-tournament wager of $1 to be eligible to cash $100 in free credits if Bryson DeChambeau sinks a birdie this week. That's 100-1 odds on Bryson hitting a birdie during the tournament. 100-1 odds on an offer like this doesn't come around often. So sign up for DraftKings Sportsbook now to get in on all the actions. DraftKings is safe, secure, and reliable, so you can deposit and withdraw your funds at your convenience. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code Travis when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 in free credits if Bryson sinks a birdie this weekend. That's code Travis to turn $1 into $100 in free credits for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbooks. Must be 21 or older, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT. Moving on here. Let's move down to the 9,000s. Lots to look at here. As I start looking at my lineups, there's certainly a lot of guys here, 9,000, 8,000, certainly on the win board as well, that I'll be putting some money on. Paul Casey, I love here, 9,900. Scheffler playing here for the second time at 9,600. Strowman, 94, loves it here. Matthew Wolf, good to see him back playing well, 93. Finau, 92, doesn't love it here. Abraham Anser, 91. And then Neiman, interesting name at 9,000. All right, clean slate. Take me to a couple names there.
I mean, the two that stick out to me are Casey and Streelman. They're probably going to be the two chalkiest guys out there. When it comes to Streelman, he's, you know, noted in the past that the back nine here is his favorite nine-hole stretch in any golf tournament, which makes sense because the year he won, he hit seven birdies in that back nine to come storming back before his win. I mean, he's been playing really good golf. And I know a lot of people, you know, look at the price for Kevin Streelman at $9,400, you know, like that's just too much. But the guy's been having, you know, a really, really good run here lately, multiple top 20s. I think a bunch of top 20s, a few top 10s out there. He played well, decent at the U.S. Open last weekend. And you can't go wrong with Paul Casey. The course history is solid here. He's been playing exceptional golf, bunch of top 10s this season, even as a win. I know a lot of people think it's tough for him to win outside of the Valspar. But, you know, he had a win in Europe this year. He knows what it takes. He's been playing good golf. It's a ton of greens. Tee to green is solid. Iron game is solid. So, yeah, those are my two guys.
Yeah, I love Paul Casey here. I think Paul Casey's one good putting week away from winning. He's certainly hitting, he's doing everything good enough. He's just kind of tracking in that slightly negative putting, which is what he tends to do. But he's coming to a place. I think he's playing really good golf here. I mean, we're looking at a guy T5 in 19, second in 18, fifth in 17. This is a good spot, I think, for Paul Casey to get a win. Your point's noted. Streelman loves it here. He was second last year. You know, he's playing great golf. I mean, he flashed at the PGA. This is the perfect spot to him because the driver is taken out of the hand a little bit for those bigger players. You know, Matthew Wolf showed a lot of good stuff, you know, last week. I think with Wolf, you know, he can kind of overpower you with the driver. I think they'll probably take the driver out of his hand here a little bit. I don't think this is the greatest track for Matthew Wolf. Missed the cut last year, T80. T80 back in T60 back in 2019. And the following week, remember, Wolf played very good at Detroit. So I don't think this is the best spot for him. Finau, surprisingly, Kenny, has struggled here. I mean, he's really struggled here.
I think this is the year it changes. The thing about Finau is, you know, a couple missed cuts. When it comes to DFS and DraftKings, he's always so popular. You know, like people just love clicking his name. I think last week at the U.S. Open, some of the big single entry, big time GPPs, there was like almost 30% owned. Coming off missed cuts, you know, I mean, it makes sense. He's, you know, prior to last week, he top 10, 12 of his last 17 majors. But I just had this feeling, looking at his numbers, it looks like he should fit, you know, this course. It just looks like, especially with his shorter iron play. I mean, he's one of the best in the field from 125 to 175, at least in the last 50 rounds, coming into this event. So I think maybe it reduced ownership for the first time in a long time. I'm pegging him in. I'm pegging him in on a bunch of lineups this week, especially GPPs.
Yeah, he missed the cut last week at the U.S. Open. You look at his splits, bent grass, certainly his best. So that plays in his favor here as well. You know, he's just not playing very good golf either. His putting, I think there in May, first part of June, didn't look good. He cleaned it up a little bit at the U.S. Open. Then his ball striking fell apart. Yeah, I mean, he's going to certainly, I think, be a little bit lower owned. He's certainly a name that pops and people just click it because it's Tony Finau and they like him. But he's missed a cut the last 2 years here, but he did T17, 17. So he knows he can get it done, but certainly not his best place over the last couple of years. It feels like to me, talk me off this ledge, Abraham Answer, again, best split bent grass green, missed a cut last week at the US Open. Before that, really playing well though. Schwab 14th, eighth at the PGA, second at Wells, fifth at Valspar. Could you make the case this could be Abraham Answer's first win on the PGA Tour, that maybe could come together for him here?
I mean, it makes sense. Like you said earlier, you know, the drivers, the big dogs sort of taken out of most of these long guys' hands. So it evens out basically everything off the tee, and Abe isn't that long. You know, it's sort of one thing, even though he did, you know, what the PGA was a pretty long course, he still did okay. You know, when you look at it, his iron game's always been strong, really good at par four scoring. This event, you can always tell with the par 70, you got what, 48 par fours for the week. And, you know, most of the time the winners excel on the par fours for the week here. And he's one of the best in the field. He's also really good in those shorter par fours. So numbers wise, it makes sense. So we'll see. I mean, the only issue is his wedge game isn't like the greatest, you know, like 125 to 150. That's something that, you know, he might worry about, but maybe he could lay up back a little bit and hit it from 150 to 175, which is he's amazing at, which is sort of weird. You know, just those 25 yards, just a huge difference.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It feels like it's coming. And it feels like, you know, if you're willing to look past the US Open, which is not going to be his best major championship by any stretch. That's, you know, I can look past that. His numbers are really good. He's trending really nicely. Can he have that week where it all comes together for him? And he maybe gets a few bounces that he hasn't had. Good point on the wedge play. I'll give you Answer. I'm going to give you Abraham Answer 9,100 here at the bottom as my favorite in this group.
I'm going to go chalk. I'm going to go Paul Casey.
See how I just left that for you? See, that's what I do.
You left it open for me. So
I love Paul Casey this week. I had to snatch it,
you know.
I love Casey this week for sure. And I love answering that. And Neiman deserves a look. 9,000 T5 back in 2019. Played well at the US Open. I think Neiman's another player there to load 9,000 that can certainly fit in. Let's move on here. Kicking us off, 89, three-time champion Bubba Watson. Another lefty, 8,800 Harmon, who's played well here. Cameron Smith is interesting at 87. Hoffman, 86. Siwoo, 85. This is Pete Dye design, so he knows a thing or two about those. Justin Rose, 84. Henley, 83, played beautifully last week. English, 82, playing beautifully right now. Leishman, 81, former champ. Got to go all the way back to 2012. Mark Leishman won here. Adam Scott at 8,000. Adam Scott, he hasn't played here in the last 5 years at least, so it's been a while. Interesting to see him there. All right, let me. I'll kick us off here on this one. Go back up here to the top. And those two lefties, they've played well here, and they're playing well. I think Bubba Watson. It's you got to note Bubba Watson's playing some really good golf this year. And he's found some things with this putter. Now he slipped off on the weekend at the US Open for sure. But there's some good mojo going with Bubba right now. I think he just feels good right now, mentally, physically. He's put himself in a tournament or two that he normally doesn't play, which tells me that he's confident in playing. You know, he loves this golf course. He's won three times here. So Bubba 89, I think, is going to get some play. And I think Harmon, who has two top tens here in the last 3 years, is pretty damn confident as well.
Yeah, I definitely like those two guys up top. I mean, the thing about Bubba is, I guess he's, from what you're saying, he's been a little bit more consistent this year, you know, but it's usually just boom or bust with him. And you play Bubba, Bubba tracks, and this is sort of a Bubba track. He's won three times. I wouldn't put him in my double up, but I mean, you know, some GPPs, I definitely go ahead and play him at. Harmon, I like in cash. I like in double ups. So sort of a little bit more consistent. You're playing good golf, like you said. I like how he, you know, sort of stays out of trouble a lot of the times. This course, you know, at 6,900 yards, it's not a cakewalk. You know, it's not like the easiest course out there. You know, you mid-teens on the par sometimes, depending on the conditions. The wind could pick up Friday and Sunday here. I mean, it's early in the week, but like 25-mile-per-hour gusts could be on the radar for Sunday afternoon. So it's not a cakewalk, and avoiding trouble could be helpful, and Harmon's pretty good at that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and some rough usually too. You know, you'll see some rough here on this golf course historically. You know, I think the most interesting name so far is Cameron Smith, because he hasn't played good here. And I think Cameron Smith this year has played his best golf in his career this year. We've seen the best version of Cameron Smith, but he comes in here missing the cut the last 2 years, 8,700, I think appropriately placed. I think he's a really interesting name here on this board. Do you have any value for Cameron?
Yeah, I mean, when it comes to course history, this course is sort of hit or miss. I mean, I think four of the last eight winners have missed a cut the week prior. So it's not about course history on that one. It's a number that popped into my head. But his short game's always been one of the better ones out there. Again, avoids trouble. That really good putter. You're right. Earlier in the year, I rostered him almost every week. It was just auto-click. When it came, it sort of seems like he's sort of slowed down just a little bit. In his game, but I mean, ownership wise, I think no one's going to be on him, so it could be a really good leverage play when it comes to large tournaments this week.
Yeah, good point. Last 3 weeks or tournaments, PGA 59th, missed the cut the last two, Memorial in US Open. US Open's not, again, going to be his best venue, but you know, you go into April, March, and February, his best version for sure. And then you go back to the Masters, which he usually always plays well. He was second in November, 10th in April. So yeah, can he bounce back? He's an interesting name. Another one, Hoffman, 86, that always doesn't seem to quite get the respect. Hoffman, I think, is playing some of his best golf this year. He's improved. He's longer. I think his approach game, his short game, his putting, a lot of good things. I had his putting coach on the podcast last week, Derek Ueda, which is a fascinating conversation. He's got a few guys in the field. Another one we'll get to here in a second that I'm really excited on here down in the sevens. But Hoffman, all right, T15, T3, let's see, back in 18 and 17. Can you get behind Hoffman here?
Yeah, I mean, his iron game is so strong. You know, at least recently, it's been so much better than it was. And that's why you've seen him sort of higher up on the leaderboard than he has been in the previous couple of years, except for the first round of the Masters. You know, he's just been so good with his irons, and he's giving himself so many opportunities for birdie. So I think he's definitely live. I mean, I would, like you said, you sort of discount. He was really popular last week, and you know, when he finished like 58th or something like that, you can sort of discount that on a course like that. That's someone to get on with down here. Sort of like Russell Henley as well. And talk about what are your feelings about Henley? Can he pull a Ches Reavie? You know,
yeah, I do.
Have a really good 19. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Can you think you do that? I think so.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I think Henley can be easily just kind of kicked to the side here, because it's just natural to think, well, God, he was right there in the US Open. He's going to be gassed. You come back here and yeah, Ches did the same thing. Yeah, that's right. I mean, Ches was played beautifully at the US Open. Then he came here and kicked everybody's ass. So yeah, I think Henley, well, he has a good course record here too. So I don't see any reason why the good play of Henley at 83 wouldn't continue. And Harris English now has kind of worked through his little drought there after winning earlier in the year in January. And he's all of a sudden now playing very good golf. Could have won at Congaree if it wasn't for my boy Higo. But, you know, Leishman, I think I'll probably pass at 8,100. I think Adam Scott's another interesting name at 8,000. Seems to be kind of trending and playing some better golf, but I'm kind of leaning, I think, to the middle here a little bit. I'm certainly going to play Henley. I there's no question about that. And I think I'm going to play Cameron Smith. I really do. I think I'm going to just kind of project here a little bit and see if Cameron Smith can get back on the train here, because I do think it'll be low ownership. But I do think the ceiling with Cameron there is up there.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go. Oh, man. I think I'm going to go. This is tough. There's just so many guys I like in this range. I'm going to go Henley.
Yeah.
It was either Henley or Harmon for me. Henley, Harmon, or Hoffman, one of those three H's. I think I'm going to go Henley. I just, again, sort of a gut play. He just played so nicely last week, and his iron game's so strong. Yeah. For the last year, he's been one of the best iron players in the world, like him, Morikawa, and JT, except, you know, Henley doesn't win. That's the one thing. So, second shot course, I'll go with Russell.
Rapsodo Mobile Launch Monitor. Improve your golf swing today. Pro level launch data in the palm of your hand. It is very accurate within 2% of a $20,000 unit. The Rapsodo MLM app automatically tracks stats and stores video with Shot Tracer, helpful for club gapping and understanding true distances for each club. Rapsodo MLM provides immediate feedback data and creates a better practice environment, not mindlessly hitting balls. Extremely portable, cases about the size of a rangefinder. And you know what? You can use it both indoors and outdoors. I love this launch monitor. It's the Rapsodo mobile launch monitor. Check it out at rapsodo.com. R-A-P-S-O-D-O.com. Rapsodo.com. Yeah, I like that. I like that a lot. Harmon's going to get some play this week. Yeah, for sure. He's going to be owned. I think, Henley's going to be big time. And I'll roll the dice with Cameron Smith as well. All right, down to the sevens. Here's how we do the sevens. So we're just going to, I'm going to start up top there. Just going to start listing them. You get to a name you like, you stop me. All right. I'm going to stop you on the first one.
Yeah. You're going to start at the top. You're going to start at the top.
Anybody,
it definitely makes sense, right?
Anybody that's followed me the last 6 months, they know Higo is one of my favorites and has been.
Oh, you're going Higo. I'm going Keegan.
Okay. So I'll stop at Higo at 79.
Okay.
So, why not? 79, huge upside, one Palmetto. All right, you're going to stop me at Keegan. You're going to stop me at Keegan 79, the hometown boy here.
Yep, hometown, tons of greens. If you could just putt a little below average, he can contend. He just puts so much below average. Maybe here, of course, near his home. Maybe he's played it a bunch. He's always up here. Maybe and the greens here aren't like crazy undulated, crazy tricky. So maybe he can get out there and do something, because his iron game is, of course, tee to green, one of the best out there.
You know what? I think you're looking at positive strokes gained putting 6 of the last 8 events for Keegan Bradley.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And now, albeit it's 0.8, 0.7. Hey,
that's great for him.
Right. That's like, you'll take that right now. Like, if I said to you,
strokes for him. Yeah. Every time.
If I said, Kenny, I'm going to give you 0.7. You may stop. I'll take it. Like you did. Yeah.
Yes. Right away.
Yeah.
Right away.
Yeah. He didn't play in the US Open, but I'm telling you, his putting is getting better. I've been saying it. It's his putting. He's really starting to make more putts. Now, he's not exactly Brian Harmon, but he didn't have to be. He's a better ball striker than Brian Harmon. So I think Keegan's a good play here. And he finished 2nd, by the way, here back in 2019. So, and I think he's probably a better putter now than he was back in 19. Homa at 78 has missed the cut the last 2 years. There's Phil, PGA champ, 7,800. Molinari seems to be... Francisco, that is, seems to be kind of showing his face at least every once in a while now at 77. Look at Sam Burns.
He's not one of my favorites. I'm going to play him, Francisco.
Ooh. Are you? Okay.
Molinari. Yep.
Francisco Molinari, 7,700. Sam Burns, 77. I mean, really? Man, T24 last year. I'm kind of a Burns homer. Like, I was disappointed in him last week, missing the cut. You can take the driver out of his hands a little bit. Burns is a good iron player and he's a good putter. His short game can get a little clunky. So I'm probably going to play Sam Burns at 77. Take the name out though. Not trying to be a homer here, but I do think irons and putting, that's, he can go there. And like US Open short game, not as surprising. That's his weakness. So I think this could be a good spot for him.
I like the courses with four par fives when it comes to Burns. I like Burns and
par 72s.
Yeah, I like Tringali. I like Burns.
You gonna get back on Tringali at 76?
I thought about it. I mean, he's not one of my favorites, but I'm thinking
Redmond 76. He was T11 here last year.
He's gonna be chalk.
Yeah,
I think he's chalk. I'm avoiding this week.
Harold Varner's got a little track record here, decent at 75. I just can't play HV3. I just can't do it. I don't know. I just cannot. HV3, Sungjae, like those are the two guys that I can't get on the right side of. Day, he's going to get some play at 7,500. Can you think he can make it through all 72 holes, or he says,
we'll see. No. I mean, I don't get keep rolling. I like the lower end in the 7Ks. That's why
Kevin Na, 75.
I like,
you like Na? No.
I'm playing him because the good dude can win out anywhere. Yeah. What does he have, like 4 wins in his last 50 events?
Yeah.
I mean, he could just pop, you know, if it's worth it at 5% ownership.
Yeah, for sure. This would be a spot for him, right? I mean, Kevin Na's got to be coming into this week thinking, hey, if I can put my A game together, I got a chance. And he was 5th last year. Let me take a little deeper dive here at Na real quick here. His best splint bent. We know he can roll the rock. Missed the cut at the U.S. Open, not surprised. Not his best golf as of late. That's kind of Nod, though. He can kind of bounce around a little bit with his skill set. You know, he needs to find the right venues. 32nd at the Schwab, you know, one back in the Sony. So, yeah, Kevin Na, 75, certainly gets in play. Aaron Wise, 74. Beautiful ball striker, just comes down to the putter for him. I mean, it can get really chilly. Ian Poulter, 74. Lanto, interesting name, 74. Bayo, Rafa Cabrera Bayo, 74. Stuart Sink, he's won here a couple times, 7,300. Why not?
There we go. Now you're getting to my peoples right here. Okay. You got Sink who won, he won at Heritage, right? So Harbortown, another Pete Dye, 7,300. It seems so cheap for a guy who's won twice and is playing the best golf he's played in 5 to 10 years.
Yep. Yeah, and he's won, and he likes this part of the country. I mean, this is right up his alley here, Stuart Sink. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. I'll be playing Sink at 7,300. Missed the cut last year. T2 back in 18. He did make the cut last week. Yeah, playing very good golf. Ricky Fowler. Speaking of getting better, I think Fowler, 73, hasn't been here in a while. Fowler's getting better. I mean, I think it's moving the right way again. I think he abandoned what he was doing with his swing, and he just looks like he's just doing what he used to do. That's just my opinion. I don't know that for sure. But
that flat
it
swing.
It just looks like.
Yep, it looks like it.
Yeah. What he needs to do. You can't play golf swing at that age, that with his move. Like you just have to look, just it's not perfect. Just hit it, you know. John Rahm's not perfect. No one's perfect. Like I love the DNA and the different movements of it. And then when they start changing, it's like, why? I don't get that. Brendan Todd. Excuse me, it wasn't Brendan Todd last year. It was in the playoff. It was Kevin Streelman, wasn't it?
I don't have it in front of me.
I think it was. It was Streelman that finished second.
Now, but I think
Todd.
It was.
Yeah. But Todd, to this point, finished 11th. So short hitter, guy that he's like, nope, keep going. I was trying to talk you into that one, Kenny. Chris Kirk. What about Griot? 7,300.
Yes. That's Griot and Sink are my guys in the 7K range. Those are two. Those are my two favorites. You're going to Sink. I think Griot finished behind Sink at the Heritage the last time they played on the Pete Dye course. I mean, I think the numbers, he's just, you know, he's been playing decent golf, a little bit up and down, but good couple of top 10 finishes in his last 6 events. I'm a fan of Griot this week. I think this is the type of course where he can excel.
Yeah, he was
of
right
course,
there.
Iron Game's wasn't good. He? Greens.
Yeah. Yep. He was right there with Sink at RBC. He finished 8th at the Schwab, gained 3.6 putting, missed the cut at Memorial. Yeah, his putting is getting better. There's no question. You look at his trends over the last. Yeah, I could certainly go with Griot as well. Approach game, man, his iron game is fantastic right now. He's really, yeah, I think Griot is going to get a lot of looks there. For sure, there's EVR, 72, CT Pond, 72. Be a good place for CT Pond. He's got to find his spots. Maverick McNealy, first time. He'll pop once in a while. Brendan Steele has played very well here. Very well at 7,200. I mean, I need a guy to make the cut, a veteran. I think I'm going Steele at 7,200 and can run up in the top 10. You know, I think Steele
or Snedeker around there.
Snedeker, 72. There's Guido, 72. Coming off the U.S. Open. You like him here, Guido?
He was so much fun to watch that I just sort of have to play him. And I was, you know, on Sunday, it was just so much fun, like Italian passion. You know, I mean, he won me as a fan. On Sunday, so I'm going to play him.
Yeah. Yeah, it's cool to see Wilco, Guido, and Higo just, you know, they're all kind of shining in their own way, aren't they, here in the last couple of weeks? They've come over. Higo wins. Guido's fist pumping his way to a Masters invite. And then, you know, Wilco's just like, he's just a different dude. That guy hitting his driver, but he's like, okay, wait, that ball just went 370? Oh, my God. Like, he didn't even swing at it.
Yeah.
It's been cool to watch those three guys excel. Guido will get a little more play this week for sure than now that people have seen him. Cheston Hadley, I don't see how you could play him at 71. You know, Patton, finished top 10 last year, 71. He's had some good events. Ortiz missed the cut the last 2 years, 71. Matt Jones, 71. Zach Johnson, 71. Again, I need a guy to make the cut coming down here. Give me some value. I think Zach Johnson and Brendan Steele are certainly two guys you want to look at right there. Kisner seems like he's starting to show some life with his game. I'm probably going to pass on him. Munoz, 71. I'll pass. Mackenzie Hughes, T3 last year, played very well at the US Open. You think he's going to come back? You think he'll bounce back? Kenzie Hughes and come in here and play well like he did last year, 71. Russell Knox, he's won here, 7,000.
Yeah, Hughes is so hard to read.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, he just makes like 80-foot putts all the time, and you can't really like, he'll make like five of them in the tournament, and he'll get in the top 10 because of that. Yeah. And, you know, you look at his numbers, like, man, his ball striking is just not great. But he just comes up with these clutch long putts to get up in there. He's just so hard to judge.
I do think Russell Knox is coming. I think Russell Knox is on his way back. I know Russell fairly well. He lives here, and I've just been kind of watching him pretty closely. I think his ball striking is trending, and I think his putting is incrementally getting better. Like I think Russell feels like like, you know, when you're doing the right things and you can see it and it hasn't quite blossomed yet, you know, like you hear the players talk like that a lot. Like, I'm just not quite getting what I need yet out of the round. I think that's how Russell feels. And he's making
contention. I forget which event he was in contention earlier this year going into Sunday. I forget which one it was, but I like him too. His iron game's good.
Huh. Yeah. I think Russell needs to be played here at 7,000 for sure. List 7,000 has never made the cut here. Perez, 7,000. Reavie, 7,000. Won back in 2019. Nope. Stanley, 7,000. Doesn't feel like the right spot for him. You like Stanley?
Yeah, or it's a possibility for me this week. I mean, him and Chez in that 7K, right at 7K. I'm thinking about playing one of those two.
Yeah, I like Chez for sure. Doug Gim, 7,000. So Doug Gim is the other guy that Derek works with that I had, and I was really excited to see that because Derek works with Phil Mickelson on putting and Xander, and he's got a lot of guys, really, really talented guy. And he's helped them all. And then Doug came to him and I was like, that's like the best news I've heard in a long time, because we know Gim can hit it. Good ball striker, but his putting can be so bad and he needs help. And I kind of got the feeling that you're going to see some improved putting here coming soon from Gim. Maybe it's a little early, but I think Doug Gim getting out ahead of it, when he comes out and has that +4, +5 putting week, he'll win. Because of the way that he can hit it. I mean, he's an excellent ball striker out of Texas. There's Gooch. I think Damon's out right at 7,000. I think Joel withdrew. All right. So those are some sevens. Whew, man, it always takes a while to get through this. There's so many names, but that's fun to go through there and just kind of give people an idea. Yeah. Nah. Yeah. You know, like, yep. You know, I think, cause we're all looking, you got to win there, as you know, right? Like you've got to get some guys down in that range to make the cut and then climb. And if you can get them in the top 20, top 10, and somehow win, then you've certainly crushed it. All right, we're going to finish up 6,000. Speaking of lots of names, give me a name that you like in the 6,000s.
I like Hank the Tank Lebioda this week. You know, coming off like maybe what, three or four straight made cuts. Iron game has been looking pretty good here, at least recently. You know, hitting a ton of greens out there. And then, you know, avoiding the troubles, really good on par fours here recently. I think he's worth a look on the cheap range. So I like Lebioda.
I'll give you Austin Eckroat, 66. Okay. Just turned pro. Really good collegiate player, coming from that PGA Tour university. I think he was third or fourth. I actually spent some time with him out in Scottsdale last year. Got to know him, his game. Impressive. I don't think he's going to be the longest. I think he's long enough. But I think his iron game and his putting is where he can go. So I think this is a good spot for him to come in and make the cut and kind of build on that at 6,600. So a name that probably won't get a lot of play. But I think he'll be a decent pro, and I think he could easily come here in this spot and do some damage. Who else? 6,000s.
Yeah. It's tough. I mean, you know, just looking at it, I maybe Ryan Armour, maybe Kadira, who's playing a little bit better after a
I was thinking long Kadira string too.
Of bad play. I'm thinking Kadira is probably the second guy I'd go with.
Yeah, I like Kadira a lot. I'll give you another name, Vincent Whaley. I think I could be a bit of a homer, but he makes a lot of cut. Vincent Whaley makes a lot of cuts. You know, I think he can be a bit of a power game player, but I do think he's got the rest of it as well. I think he's a player that's kind of forming into really, as he learns the ropes, not like a lot of glaring weaknesses. You know, I think he can kind of do a little bit of everything. So I'll stay with Whaley. He's been very good to me in lineups, making cuts and fulfilling what he needs to be doing for me. So Vincent Whaley, the Georgia Tech kid, 6,400. Anybody else there that we need to know about in the 6,000s? Kadira is at 65. I like that.
What about Luke Donald? He's showing a little life.
Yeah.
Maybe, but like, you know, it's pretty rough once you get below 6,500.
I think that's a good pick. I really do. I think Luke Donald is definitely starting to piece it back together. I actually had him on the podcast a couple weeks ago we were talking and we were talking more short game, and he's just a brilliant short game player, but you kind of get the sense that things are just, you know, he's kind of just one layer at a time, right? You know, just kind of piecing it back together. And he has had he's shown some form. He's shown some life. So I think this is a good spot for him. Let me see how he's Luke Donald here. Where's he at? 60 what?
I think 64.
Yeah, there he is. Yeah, he made the cut last year. You can't really, you know, you got to go further back with Luke. I mean, he's certainly working out of a slump. Tyler Duncan at 63 has made the cut the last 3 years here. And Kevin Tway, keep in mind, 62 at 6,200, T5, T6 back in 2019 and 2018. Kevin Tway. Scott Brown's made the cut the last 3 years. So that's some other guys that we need guys to make cuts. Sung Kang has made the cut for the last 5 years. I can't play Sung Kang. Can't do it. Wyndham Clark, T15 back in 2019. Vaughn Taylor has a fourth here. He's at 66. All right. So a lot of names. Your favorite right now, DraftKings Sportsbook, Bryson is 12-1. Dustin's 13. Cantlay, 16. Casey, 18. Koepka down at 18. There's Harmon, your boy, at 20-1. Not a big fan of Scheffler this week, 25-1. Strillman certainly getting some play, 30-1. There's Burns at 50, Hoffman at 45, and Henley 55. So those are some win tickets there. DraftKings Sportsbook. That's a wrap. Travelers Championship 2021. Kenny Kim at Kendo VT on Twitter. Is that right?
Thanks for having me, man. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Next time, hopefully, I'll have a little better setup.
No, this is great. I love it. Go back to work. Thank you for coming on the show.
All right, thanks, man.
All right, Kenny. See you later, buddy. Yep.
I just want to interrupt this interview real quick and give a shout out to my friends over at Encore Golf. Encore provides some of the most cutting edge technology in a golf ball that I have ever seen. Their team in Buffalo, New York is changing the script of golf technology through their perimeter weighted designs, which offer players enhanced accuracy and control for every shot on the course. With their award-winning Elixir and Avant 55 golf balls, they are transforming the game for players of all skill levels. Visit EncoreGolf.com/Travis Fulton for more details about their products that are revolutionizing the game. Now back to the Stripe Show.